Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Welcome, everyone, to another live episode. We are live here at the studios of Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. And that was Christine Writing with Live, Love, Live, Laugh, and Love. And there we posted her picture on the Facebook page. She's a very talented young lady. And she's from, where is she from? She's from Minnesota. I'm not sure the city. I'd have to go to Facebook or something. But she's a country music artist with an eye to the future. That's from her recently released album, Just the Beginning. And she's hit the road this year, including performing at the Country Stampede in Manhattan, Kansas, the Minnesota State Fair, and having her songs aired on terrestrial radio as well as internet radio and streaming stations in the U.S. and abroad. And that song was co-written by Andrew Plan. Well, we got a wonderful show tonight. It's called Girls Night Out. Twin spins by some of the hottest country and folk and alternative artists in Minnesota. Next up, Katie Vernon. She was born and raised, of all places, in London in the UK. But in the past dozen or so years, she's established herself as one of the busiest musicians in Minnesota, combining melodic pop and folk songwriting with her twangy Americana band. She's appeared with acts such as Garrison Keillor and the James Sewell Ballet, in addition to more than 50 shows a year. That's 50 more than I do. She also puts her annual Uke Fest benefit. She puts that on every year. And on to our next song, Katie Vernon with Empty House here on Minnesota Homebrew. Stick around.
Were the feelings much too great? Just wasn't there. We're all talking around things we mean to say. Don't make a sound, it will fade away. But it's making me crazy. I feel like I'm obsessed. Just seeing you dead.
Minnesota Homebrew. Well, our next artist is originally from Elmwood, Wisconsin, which is the UFO capital of the world. I know, because I taught high school English there from 1984 to 1987. They called me Mr. U. I told the kids, if you can't pronounce my last name, just say Mr. U. And with the help of acclaimed producer Matt Patrick, Vicky's new CD. Oh, I'm reading some old information. Vicky has a brand new CD out titled Steady Heart, and we're going to play the title song from that CD. 4 minutes, 3 seconds long. Don't forget, if you want your music played on Minnesota Homebrew, as long as it's original, not naughty, email us at minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. Find out how you may submit your songs. Here's Vicky Emerson with Steady Heart.
Thank you.
is along now. Feel it right down to the bone. There you go again, shouldering the world on your own. I see you trying to build your own road. Why don't you let me come along? When the
tune. Pretty. You can find Vicki at VickiEmerson.com, and according to her online bio, she wrote that song for her husband. And she says that love is beautiful, crazy, messy, and complicated. It can be the greatest high and also the most heart-wrenching low. I started writing from a place of love, and the rest of the song that followed came from this sincere, honest, and vulnerable place. Vicki launched a wildly successful Kickstarter campaign for Steady Heart, and the album was recorded, mixed, and mastered in the summer of 2018 and self-produced. And Vicki's going to be joining this next lady, Annie Fitzgerald, at the Keeley Auditorium on the University of Minnesota Crookston campus, not this Friday, but next Friday. No, it's a couple Fridays away, February 1st. At 7:30 p.m., Annie's going to be soloing, and Vicki's joining her partner, Sarah Morris, in their group called The Home Fires. Don't miss that. I'll announce it again tonight. I'm going to be there, God willing. So here's Annie Fitzgerald from her album In Good Time. This tune is titled Hero. You're listening to Homebrew. I'd like to mention that tomorrow night, Annie is performing at the 318 Cafe with Dan Rodriguez. I believe Dan hosts that event in Excelsior, Minnesota. Don't miss that. 318 Cafe in Excelsior tomorrow night. Annie Fitzgerald and Dan Rodriguez. And I want to bounce back to Vicki Emerson and mention that she is playing next Thursday night, the 24th of January, midwinter benefit for MMC. That's the Minnesota Music Coalition. And she's going to be appearing with Carrie Arnett, another artist we played here on Minnesota Homebrew, and a special guest, Adam Levy. I think we know who that is. He's from the Honey Dogs. And that's next Thursday, January 24th, at the Turf Club on University Avenue in St. Paul. And scrolling down a little bit, I want to mention that on Thursday, January 31st, Annie's playing with Sarah Morris in the Home Fires at Junkyard Brewing in Moorhead. One cool place. They have music 5 nights a week. And live music 5 nights a week. Yes, I've been down there with my buddy Andy, and they make some wonderful beer. And you got to check that out. In fact, as long as we're talking about Junkyard Brewing, let's take a look at their music calendar, because we like to support those establishments that support live music. Tonight's the 17th. David Allen Ho is playing 7 to 9. Friday and Saturday night, the concerts are 9 to 11. Friday's Tom Peckskamp, and Saturday, Charlie Young. Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m., Michael Gilson. They don't have music on Monday and Tuesday. And next Wednesday, another MHB artist, Pat Lennertz and Friends, 7 to 9 p.m. next Wednesday, the 23rd. We'll be sharing that every week, because if you're anywhere close to Moorhead, you got to get over to Junkyard Brewing. Well,
crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yes, that's, we have our outstate artist of the week, and her name is Laurel Hay. A little bit about Laurel. She's a singer-songwriter from my neck of the woods, New Richmond, Wisconsin. She studied music therapy at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, before switching her major to communication disorders. Laurel has her master's in special ed and runs a developmental cognitive disabilities classroom in North Branch, Minnesota. Of course, that's 20 miles the other side of where I grew up, where she brings her guitar and plays with students each week for a class she calls Music and Movement. Laurel plays country music, and here she is with a tune titled Dear Moon. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Dear Moon, don't you only come out at night? Why are you staring me down as I'm trying not to cry? Dear moon, did you forget what time it was? Or is that something you don't know? Are you just always watching this show? My boss called me in today. He said that I would have to pay for taking that sick day the other day. I took a breath in real deep, looked up and I could see the moon out at 3 p.m. So I started singing to the moon. Dear moon, don't you only come out at night? Why are you staring me down as I'm trying not to cry? Dear moon, did you forget what time it was? Or is that something you don't know? Are you just always watching this show? Does time exist up there? Would anyone even care while they're floating in the sky? If I could call the stars my home, would I finally be free to roam or float off to the moon? Or would I long to come back to Earth soon? Dear moon, don't you only come out at night? Why are you staring me down as I'm trying not to cry? Dear moon, did you forget
you don't know? Are you just always watching this show? If I ever made it out of our atmosphere, forget this place, float off into space. Dear moon, dear moon, don't you know? Don't you have the answers? All of the answers in your glow. Staring me down as I'm trying not to cry. Dear moon, did you forget what time it was? Or is that something you don't know? Are you just always watching this show?
Laurel Hay, according to her website, laurelhay.com. I used to work with a guy named Bob Hay over in Appleton, Wisconsin. Probably not related. But according to her website, she also performs in a duo with Ben Tomandel, or Tomandel. And I know that name, but I can't put a finger on it. And they're called the Pickled Beats, B-E-A-T-S. Kind of a play on, like the Beatles did, on the word beat. Oh, not really. Let's see, Beatles. Oh, I'm confused, as usual. Yeah, you got to catch her. I'm pretty sure that Laurel is from Forest Lake, Minnesota, originally. Lives down in New Richmond and evidently plays once in a while. But you know, folks, there aren't enough venues for singer-songwriters out there. But with the insurgence of coffee houses and brew pubs, it's getting better. It's getting better. Well, up next, somebody who's a real friend to us here at Minnesota Homebrew because she's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. She lives way up in Baudette, Minnesota, and she has formed the Northern Minnesota Songwriters Association. They meet monthly in Bemidji. You can check them out on Facebook. Her name is Vicki Morrison Goble, and she's been interested in music since she was born. Her parents report that as a baby, she lit up like a light bulb when an opera started to play on the radio. Here's Vicki Morrison Goble with Keep the Fire Burning, and this is off her brand new and very first CD titled Better Late Than Never.
Cold, my world was dark, my life was empty, then came a spark of love, a spark of love. My heart grew warm, I saw the dawn within my soul, the spark grew on, the spark of love, the spark of love. The fire, the fire bright. The fire burns, the fire burns. Happiness swells and fills my soul. The fire burns, a flame has been kindled in my soul. I was broken all in pieces, but now I'm whole. The fire burns and warms my heart. I face the world, a brand new start.
Because, as you say, as a sexagenarian, you didn't give up, and you recorded your first CD, and we're just so tickled pink for you. And one of these days, I'm going to get down to one of those Saturday meetings, Northern Minnesota Songwriters. Check it out on Facebook. If you're anywhere within driving distance, we'd love to have you attend one of the meetings. Well, this North Dakota girl has settled near St. Cloud but continues to write and produce songs that seriously nod to the 60s. She's working on her first CD, one song at a time, and we can't wait for it to be finished. You can find her at www.bandmine.com/Phyllis Johnson Music. Here she is with her tune titled 30 Trips Around the Sun.
The signal was fading, static on the airwaves. There you were waiting to cut me like a switchblade. You still get to me every time, all these years, and still you're so contagious. Same old charlatan spell I've fallen under. Kiss the girls and you made them cry. And even though you haven't come around in ages, I hung on every word when I was younger. Your record was playing, it read me like an X-ray, leaving me swaying like smoke above an ashtray. You're still using those same old lines. No one ever thought that they would go the distance. Your serenade would leave them broken hearted. Always thought you could read my mind. You always seemed to find the path of least resistance. You had me right from the moment that you started. You come on fast and you kill them slow. Then you slip away before you've been detected. Falling off of the charts to be forever. One more ghost in my radio. A drifting circuitry that's gone defective. A feat of legend domain, oh, aren't you clever? You planned this, I bet, as if you thought I could forget. In 30 long trips around the sun, it shouldn't hurt this much, like some old persistent crush. You're fading out, I know you have to run. Are you safe?
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yeah, for you folks that are new to homebrew, it's a double entendre. We talk about homebrewed music and homebrewed beer. Well, here's an article from vinepair.com, and it says that Atlas Brew Works out of Washington, D.C. is suing the federal government over the inability to sell one of its beers as a result of the government shutdown. The suit was filed Tuesday in U.S. District Court in D.C. The Precious One, an apricot IPA, cannot be sold in kegs over state lines because those labels have not been approved. Although can labels for the beer were approved before the shutdown, keg collars were not. This leaves 40 barrels of IPA sitting in limbo, unsellable, and taking up valuable tank space at the brewery. Little side comment, IPA can sit there as far as I'm concerned, but I'm a beer wuss. But I digress. Atlas Brew Works is filing the suit against acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker on the grounds that the government is violating the brewery's First Amendment rights, saying its labels are a form of speech. That's how we speak to consumers, Justin Cox, founder and CEO, said. We're unable to exercise that right without approval from the federal government. We don't want Atlas to be prosecuted for speaking to its customers, Alan Gura, Atlas's attorney, said. We can't force the government to reopen. We can't make them go to work, but the court should not allow Atlas to be prosecuted for speaking without an unavailable license. Gura also represented Flying Dog Brewery for a freedom of speech suit in 2015 regarding that brewery's Raging Bitch label, and they succeeded. Whether Atlas wins this case is difficult to predict, but it emphasizes the shutdown's impact on brewery production schedules. At the very least, Atlas Brew Works also made headlines this week with a slightly more positive result of the shutdown. The company is among the first to sign on to Pay It Furloughed, a project providing free beer to federal employees who are without pay at this time. Now that's nice. That's a nice touch. Well, we've gone through our seven artists, and we're going to start over. Here's Christine writing with Barefoot Beauty, and this song was co-written by Kay, I'm going to say Weisse. A good German would say Weisse.
She always knew dirt was painted between her toes, like roots planted deep in the farmland. but I can bring the past back. And I can almost hear her now, a distant voice calling out to me. Reminding me what it's like to feel okay, feel alive, and carefree. How I yearn to be the girl I used to be. And I can feel her coming back to me, barefoot beauty. Oh, barefoot beauty.
That's Christine Riding, and that's spelled WRIDING. Christine's into house concerts, according to her website. Now, if you're not familiar with what those are, that's if you've ever been a solo performer sitting in a coffee house and you look out and everyone's either on their phones or their laptops and the cappuccino machine is drowning you out, that's a good reason to play a house concert because they're intimate and people come there for one reason only, to listen. Well, up next, Katie Vernon with Lily here on MHB. Hoppity song makes you just happy to be alive. Hey, I'm excited. I got a CD today. The second CD by one of my favorite artist The Wrong Omar. It's titled Rockin' Chair, and it's a definite departure from his first, or their first CD, I should say. They've gone from folk to electric, and I'm sure their folk fans are just going to be protesting all across the country. Oh, no, wait, that was Bob Dylan back in 65. Anyway, listen to it today on my way down and back from McIntosh, Minnesota. And you're going to like this CD, folks. We'll start playing songs off of it next week on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Vicki Emerson with her second song of the evening titled In the Pines.
Take me to that place down along and windy road. You might be the right one, or the right one for now. I'd like to know. I'll show you the way through rows and rows of trees. Catch a thank you.
remind you that Annie Fitzgerald, with special guests The Home Fires, that's Vicki Emerson and Sarah Morris, will be performing Friday, February 1st at the Keeley Auditorium on the University of Minnesota Crookston campus. $12 in advance, $15 at the day of the show. Money should not matter at all. You're going to get so much wonderful music and talent that night for a very small charge, and it goes to a good cause. That's Friday, February 1st, 7:30 p.m. at the Keeley Auditorium, University of Minnesota campus, Crookston, Minnesota. Here's Laurel Hay with Until the Cows Come Home.
Yeah.
Orson Gobel, Mark of the Chains. Hey, this last song of the evening hit number one on the Music Authority's Top 10, and it's by Phyllis Johnson. It's titled Mr. Callahan. This lady has talent oozing out of her pores. Again, thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for the Gypsy Outlaw Radio Show with the Jensen Sisters. And don't forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. Here's Phyllis Johnson with Mr. Callahan. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
Gentlemen.